those dialogues are being opened with the mayor and with the Common Council.
Buffalo School Board President Barbara Seals-Nevergold tells WBFO News the district believes it's time for the city to step up. Funding from the city tax base to the district has remained flat over the last decade. The district is anticipating a $162 million budget shortfall over the next 4 years. Efforts are underway to reduce that deficit and balance the budget. But Seals-Nevergold points out, as the city is experiencing a major renaissance in economic development, the district could use some added financial supports.
You know, this is an opportunity, I think, for the city to really now come in and commit to supporting the programs under the new education bargain.
Now, the governor's proposed budget calls for a $13.5 million increase in state aid to the city district. But the school district is hoping the state could provide another $40 million. The newly settled teacher's contract comes with a hefty price tag, forcing the district to revise its four-year financial plan. Seals-Nevergold says they haven't made a specific monetary request to the city, but she's hoping they give serious consideration to a hike.
The city is seeing tremendous growth, tremendous turnaround, and the education and system is critical to maintaining that, you know, and enhancing it.
How difficult is it to go to the leadership in the schools and ask them to make cuts?
Well, it is difficult. I mean, we are asking, in a sense, you ask people to do more with less.
In the district's revised four-year financial plan, there are some proposed cuts. That would include a reduction in community school programs, cutting 20 physical education teachers, and trimming back on the effort to reduce class sizes. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.